Before we adjourn, I would like for our national rep, James Graschel, to come with any final remarks that he may have for this convention. Jim?
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Denise, and thank you, everybody. That's going to be brief because I know everybody's standing behind the door ready to get out of here. So let me just say, for Susan and myself, it's just been really fun to be here this weekend. In the category of the more things change, the more they stay the same, I notice that Patty Chang has moved on from organizing people and projects to trying to organize numbers. And she turned in a positive financial report, so that was good. And in the category of staying the same, I noticed that Debbie Stein is still writing books, and Steve Hostalis is still writing resolutions about trains and transit. So that's good. In the category of highs and lows, highs, lots of sound effects. Sound effects are good. Wonderful, broad participation, as we say at the national level nowadays, member engagement. Wonderful, very high on member engagement and involvement. I often am asked by the national president, you know, what's the status of the affiliate? And a lot of times you say, well, alive and well. In this case, I think you'd have to say thriving and driving forward. And that's really great. Challenges ahead. Well, challenges ahead. There's a great opportunity now that there's leadership, actually from our movement in the Division for the Blind with John Gordon in that bureau. Now you're going to have to work with John and work out the terms of our future. You can do this. The next thing is BLAST, and that's been mentioned. Ed mentioned it here this morning. That's coming up. This is a great opportunity for this affiliate. BLAST is truly huge. If you guys have, I know you think, well, it's just a vendor thing. No, it's an opportunity for our affiliate to shine, to have a part in making that event really a terrific, positive event in 2016. So I lay down to the affiliate the idea of playing a significant role in the organization and carrying off and all of the things that go with BLAST. It's a great opportunity to have our affiliate and the vendors working together. And, of course, we have the Washington Seminar coming up. We have the National Convention coming up. Let's see to it that Illinois is well represented at all of those events, as I know you will. And just thank you very much for all of the hospitality, the great hotel, the great venue for this convention, and reaching out to meet new friends and old ones. And by the way, I forgot, in the category of the more things stay the same, Mary Lou Grunewald's back on the board. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you, Susan, for attending. I feel very fortunate as a new state president to have had you here as our national rep this weekend. Marco, I'm going to call for that final door prize.
All right, and what we have is $100 cash and lots of other little goodies. Mostly consumable goodies here. Okay, so here we go. And I wonder if this person is here. Byron Lee.
Byron! All right. Could I get a motion that the 2015 Convention of the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois be adjourned. Can I get a second? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say nay. The 2015 Convention of the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois is now adjourned. Thank you, everybody.